The shooting of a black man by a white police officer several weeks ago sparked protests in the streets of Seattle, and the anger runs deeper than simply this one killing. Rumblings of racism have grown louder in recent months. The city that has been portrayed as so progressive is uncomfortable with an image of itself as a place that's still divided along lines of race, economics, and class. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The corner of 23rd and Union in the central city has taken on a special significance. This is where 37-year-old Aaron Roberts, an African American, was shot by a white police officer following a traffic stop. It is also the spot where Seattle Mayor Paul Schell was struck in the face by a megaphone wielded by a black activist. The mayor suffered broken bones. The activist has been charged with felony assault. While the African-American community generally condemned the attack on the mayor, many in the community believe the white establishment and the police are indeed racist. And on this evening, protesters have gathered to march to the local police station.
Folks in your cars, join us. We're about to march to the East Precinct to protest police brutality and racial profiling within the Seattle Police Department. It's a fine day for the hike.
It's not just the shooting of Aaron Roberts they're angry about. Many are still seething over the police shooting last year of a mentally disturbed black man. And they note that since 1996, 5 of the 8 people who have died at the hands of the police have been black. Laddie Cross, one of the marchers, says her message to the police is simple.
They need to treat our people with respect, and they should arrest them with respect. If they see them doing something wrong, then they should arrest them. If they don't see them doing something wrong, they shouldn't be harassing them. And that's what they're doing.
Roughly 8% of Seattle City residents and 5% of those in surrounding King County are black. Yet according to a recent study, African Americans accounted for more than 50% of adult drug arrests in 1999. That's called disproportionality, and it exists in statewide incarceration rates as well. Still, a senior Seattle police official, Harry Bailey, who's watching the demonstration from across the street, emphatically rejects the notion that his department is racist.
I think that we have probably one of the finest police departments in the country. And that's personally coming from a person that lived in the community and have worked here for 30 years.
Bailey, who's African American, says the two shootings were unfortunate, but would have happened even if the men had been white.
I think that our officers look at things, the danger issue for themselves and for the public at general, and that's the only time that we use deadly force in the city.
Those answers won't sit well with protesters, but Bailey and demonstrators, including Rossi Norris, do agree on one thing. The level of frustration is very high.
You know, we've known for 30 years that the scores of African-American kids, even middle-class kids, are lower than poor white kids. So you start there, they can't get an education, they can't get jobs. They're brought in for small, petty things. Their rap sheet gets long. And pretty soon they're on the corner, and the next thing you know, they're criminalized. And I think that the city has never really talked openly and honestly about that.
None of this sounds so very different from what one might hear in any other American city. But James Kelly, head of the local Urban League, says this city hasn't seen this much anger and frustration since the 1960s.
Dr. King called it the cry of the unheard. And we had this tremendous economic boom. A lot of people have not been able to take advantage of it, and so therefore feeling left behind.
While many in the African-American community see their troubles through a race-tinged prism, Seattle's former mayor, Charles Royer, who is white, believes the issue is more about economics than race.
I don't care what color they are. If they are in an economic backwater, have no hope, no expectations for a decent future for their family and their kids, I mean, frustration, anger, and finding that lever to pull that explains it for you, and that's the racial one.
A recent Washington Post Kaiser Foundation survey found that sizable numbers of whites believe that African Americans are as well off as whites in terms of jobs, income, schooling, and health care, when in reality, blacks lag significantly behind. Indeed, Seattle's new high-tech prosperity has widened the gap between rich and poor, white and black, and those are facts that a city which thinks of itself as tolerant and liberal doesn't like to face. Larry Gossett is King County's only African-American councilman.
People in Seattle are nice and pleasant and more tolerant of just general kinds of surface differences. So when you have this outrage bubbling up, it really shocks them, and they think that the black people raising these concerns are crazy.
Gossett is quick to say there has been some significant progress on the racial front, but he believes there's still a long way to go. The recent events in Seattle have prompted some changes. Video cameras will be installed in some police cars, and a task force on racial profiling will soon deliver its report. But beyond that, some civic leaders say that this is a critical moment for the city and that a dialogue free of racial polemics must begin. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.